The president is getting set to speak in Hershey, Pennsylvania. In just a few moments, the vice president is about to take to the stage. Once the president starts to speak, we will be carrying that live right here on the Jason Rance Show. But first, let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? National.
So ahead of this rally where the president will be speaking, will be providing a response to this morning's press conference by the Democrats, who are calling out the president with two articles of impeachment, none of which have anything to do with quid pro quo slash bribery, which is what they made their entire argument on, which is rather ridiculous. They do have the two. I want to talk about one of the two articles of impeachment here, mostly because I think it's one of those issues that most people probably don't understand. And I want to make sure that you guys at home, when you're having conversations about this, you can actually speak with some knowledge. Now, the good news is most people who are listening to me already have that knowledge, but I'm going to give you even more knowledge on it. Let's talk about the obstruction article against President Trump, essentially arguing that the president didn't participate in the impeachment, didn't make it easy in a sham of a process for the House Democrats to go after this administration. It is absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, a ridiculous charge. It's ridiculous because we have co-equal branches of government. You've heard about that, yes? In a lot of ways, two of the three are in constant tension. Certainly, when you've got one party controlling the executive, the White House, and the other party in charge of the Congress. In this case, the House. So Congress, via the House, they issue a subpoena to the president. They want documents. They want to have people sit down and testify. They put out these subpoenas. The president's team says, yeah, we're not going to comply. And so all of a sudden, the House says, well, this shows you that this is obstructing. They are obstructing justice. They're getting in the way of our impeachment inquiry. No. That's not exactly how it works. Simply because Congress decides that they're going to put forward a subpoena does not mean if that subpoena is an abuse of power, is illegal, doesn't actually pass the legal muster, doesn't mean the president has to immediately say, oh, okay, just, well, you asked for it, I guess you get it. That's not how it works. It's co-equal, meaning the House Democrats, they can't abuse the law, they can't abuse the process, they can't abuse executive privilege whenever it is they want to. So what the president's team did said, okay, no, take us to court. We'll have the judicial branch, that third branch, decide what exactly is going to happen here. You simply asking for something doesn't mean it's right. The same way the presidency, regardless of whether it's Trump or Obama or anyone else, they can't simply say, oh, well, because we say no, that's that. That's not how it works. That's not how it's supposed to work. But that's how the Democrats want you to think it's working. They are buying this idea that you guys are dumb, that you don't know anything, because I suppose some of this is nuanced and complex. I don't think, as I've explained it, it seems all that nuanced or complex. And if it does, you can send me a text, certainly, at 1-800-465-8770. But my sense is once that case is made, people are going to look at this and say, I don't necessarily know what the Democrats are saying here. In fact, Ross Garber, who is a CNN legal analyst, he was reacting to the nonsense that Adam Schiff was putting out there saying, oh, we don't have time to go to the court and get them to rule on the subpoenas. That's absolute nonsense.
This is, I think we're seeing not a real effort to remove the president. You know, the Democrats, you know, are moving these articles through. They know it has little or no shot of going anywhere in the Senate. And you know, as you probably remember, you know, for weeks or months, I've been saying, look, take a look at the actual issues here. Do a real investigation. And this notion by Schiff that he didn't have time to go to court, you know, I think is just nonsense. You know, one of the reasons why the McGahn case has taken 8 months to play out is that the House didn't go to court right away. They issued the subpoena. They waited a long time to try to enforce it. They waited a long time to try to go to court. And so instead, we do have this rushed impeachment process, which is looking like a, you know, fast train to acquittal in the Senate.
It 100% is going to be acquitted in the Senate. 100%. Mitch McConnell, just about an hour ago, he gave a comment saying something along the lines of he would be shocked if they got anywhere near close to 67 senators that they would need to impeach. All that this is about All that this is about is overturning an election because they did not like Donald Trump getting elected over the anointed Hillary Clinton. Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Democrats still cannot get over the fact that the president won the election and they lost. Just last week at this podium, Nancy Pelosi went to point out that they created a timeline to impeach President Trump that she said started 2.5 years ago.
That's exactly what she said, and that's exactly what she meant. She was very clear about that. They wanted him impeached the second he took office, and they looked and they looked and they looked some more, and they were desperate to try to find everything. Everything they could to go after this president. They looked at him for 2.5 years with the Mueller investigation. What did they find? Nothing. They found nothing criminal. How do I know that? Because right now they have the opportunity to put that into an article of impeachment. And what did they do? They completely ignored the Mueller situation. Completely ignored it. Then they said, quid pro quo. Quid pro quo, quid pro quo. Say that fast over and over. And they realized, producer Peyton, they couldn't say it fast. And so they said, okay, focus group of ours. What should we use? What about this term, bribery? What did they say?
They liked bribery.
Loved it. They absolutely loved it. It's something that makes sense. You know what a bribe is.
I know what a bribe is.
Everyone knows what a bribe is. That's something that, generally speaking, is an accepted definition, whether you live in Shoreline or Toledo. You guys know what bribery is. They didn't accuse him of bribery in the article of impeachment, did they? You've got obstruction of justice and abuse of power. Nebulous claims. They don't even cite a law. This is a sham. And you know what? Here's the deal. They're putting themselves in a very precarious position because voters are speaking up and saying, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing here? We don't like this. There was a New York Times article. It was either last weekend or maybe a couple days before that, where a whole bunch of Democratic voters who voted for Democrats in the House this last election, they came out and said, yeah, coming up in 2020, we're voting for Trump again. These were swing voters. These were swing district voters. They decided they were going to go with Trump. People realize what's going on, and they don't like it. That's why they confront their representatives when they can, like they did to Representative Abigail Spanberger of New Jersey.
The allegations against the president are incredibly, incredibly serious.
The allegations is crap. It's a lie. It's all lies.
Okay. So no one has dispelled or attempted to dispel or provide evidence that would exonerate the president. That's
really so that's such a lie. No one has given us any evidence that he didn't break the law. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. That's not how it's supposed to work. That's not how it should work. It's not how it works in any reality except for the one that you set up. You guys set up the rules. Democrats set up the rules. And when you set up your own rules in what is very clearly a sham investigation, and you tell me that the main focus of the crime that was committed was quid pro quo, bribery, and then you don't even offer that as an impeachable offense? What does that tell you truly about the evidence that they have? I mean, think about that for a second. How many times did they say bribery and quid pro quo?
Lots.
That was the theme, correct?
Yeah.
A reasonable person who just casually was listening to anything that happened over the course of the last several weeks would say bribery, quid pro quo was the theme.
Of course.
That seems like a fair, that's not me as a Republican saying it. That was what they were saying. They put it out there. Now, I watched and listened to the vast majority of it, and it's very clearly the theme. What does it tell you that they don't actually make that an article of impeachment? What does that tell you guys at home? Send me a text, 1-800-465-8770. I especially want to hear from the people who are kind of on the fence. Excuse me. Maybe never Trumpers, maybe people who are Democrats who are listening. Thank you for that, by the way. I want to hear from you. 1-800-465-8770. Send me a text message. Because I have to assume you're looking at this the same way that I'm looking at this. Quid pro quo, right? That's the big crime, but you're not charging him. Because it didn't happen. 1-800-465-877. If you missed any of my interview with Dr. Ben Carson, we don't do this often, but we are going to rerun that at 5:30, or you can text the keyword RANTZ, R-A-N-T-Z, to the number 1-800-465-8770. And I'll send you a link to it so you can post it on your Facebook wall, in your Twitter feed, so all the people who live around you, your friends, your family members who didn't get to listen to that and his take on homelessness, they'll be able to. Text the keyword RANTZ, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending? Stuck in traffic.
So in case you didn't think it was hard enough, bad enough, driving in the city of Seattle, driving around it, driving through it, I've got bad news.
I'm listening.
It is getting worse.
What?
It is going to get worse.
Why? More bikers, huh?
Because
that would make it a lot worse.
I mean,
hot take.
Biking has actually gone down despite all of the tens of millions of dollars that we're putting into the system, but kind of in a lot of ways about that and about pedestrians. You see, in Seattle, SDOT, Seattle Department of Transportation, Mayor Jenny Durkin, this council, they loathe every single one of you who is in a car. They think you're bad people. They hate you. They literally hate you. They blame you for everything that's happening. Traffic congestion is because of you. Not because of their bad traffic policies. Not because of their bad alignment of the stoplights. Not because of their bad design. It's because of you.
Great.
So today, Mayor Jenny Durkin decided to come out and say, you guys aren't miserable enough. Well, I got a plan. She's kind of like Elizabeth Warren. She's got a plan for everything. They're bad plans. They're not very well thought out. But there is a plan right now to reduce the speed limit of 80% of Seattle streets to 25 miles per hour. Oh, my God, 25 hours.
People don't realize how long it can take a car to stop.
Oh,
at even 25 miles per hour.
Did you know that?
But every mile over that increases that distance.
What? Did you know that? Every mile over 25 miles per hour, it takes even longer for the car to stop?
Now that's a hot take.
Okay. Whoa. Let's see. What if it's 35 miles per hour? Does it take longer for it to stop than 25?
Yeah.
Okay. What about 50?
Yeah, it does.
What?
I know.
Science and stuff, right? I think this is physics or astrology. I don't know.
Here's what blows me away. I always thought those signs were speed suggestions.
What?
Not limits.
What's always funny about that, when you put out an argument like that, that says, did you know that anything above 25 miles per hour, I mean, it takes that much longer for the car to stop. Okay, well then why not 20 miles per hour? Because did you know that 25 is faster than 20?
It is.
Which is faster than 15, which is faster than 10. It can go on and on for forever. And that eventually is what's going to happen. It's going to continue on. This means 80% of arterials in the city of Seattle, 80% are going to be 25 miles per hour.
We are also going to be working with Washington State Department of Transportation to make sure that those roads in our city that we think of as our own, but what are really highways,
still
like Lake City Way in Aurora, also are made more safe.
I mean, she knows that we own those roads too, right? She's all like, I know you think they're yours.
But they're not.
But they're not. They belong to the state. Well, you know who pays for them, right? I mean, they're still ours. So she's going to work to screw over even more people by working with WashDOT, which coincidentally, what do they also hate? Drivers. SDOT's going to spend $1 million over the next 18 months installing new speed limit signs. What else can we look forward to?
We also are going to ask Seattle Police Department to do enhanced enforcements, both of speed limits and pedestrian crossings. We don't want tickets to be our first response,
we
want people to know we are serious about these changes.
So what do they call me?
You really need me to say that
what
right now?
What do they call me?
Detective Rants.
Why do they call me that?
Because you get to the bottom of things.
You know why else they call me this?
Because
they respect me.
Oh.
Cops listen to the show. Cops read my blog. Cops subscribe to
them.
The podcast. I am not, but they respect me. So here is my message to every single SPD officer out there. Unless you see something legitimately egregious, do not give tickets for someone driving 30 or 35 in a 25 mile per hour zone. Do not be part of this problem. Understand that this mayor and this council, they have made your jobs impossible. They do not allow you to arrest actual criminals who who commit violent acts against other innocent civilians. They don't let you deal with that. They don't let you deal with the dude who assaults people five times on the same block. They don't allow you to go after the people who've got a whole bunch of heroin on them. They don't allow you to leverage jail time to go ahead and actually get their drug dealer. They don't allow you to leverage jail time to go after pimps who've got prostitutes out on the street that they're abusing. They don't allow you to do your job. And now they're asking you to go after me and Peyton and every single person who's listening right now who's in a car. Please, please, please reject that. Do not do that. Don't play their games. They have no respect for you. And now they're trying to use you, not for any real safety. They're trying to use you in order to do their bidding that's driven by their anti-car sentiment.
Now,
don't participate.
And by the way,
that's from Detective Ranch. I mean, Rance.
And I was going to say, I generally think that your Detective Rance stuff is full of baloney 90% of the time.
No malarkey. I like this.
No malarkey today. That's solid. Remember, drivers out there, drive fast, take chances.
I did the same thing. No, don't do that.
What?
No. I mean, you got to still drive safe. I'm just saying, go ahead and ticket if someone's like legitimately driving like a maniac. Okay,
yes.
If they're doing it and people's lives are literally on the line, go ahead and take it for that. But don't take it someone who's driving safely on an empty road who's going 35 in a 25. 25 is a random number. It could have just been 30. It could have been 20. They chose 25 because they think they can get away with that. And I swear, they are praying that the cops do their bidding. Don't allow that to happen. Drive safely. But I took the same exact position a couple years ago when they decided to move forward with the, and this was not against SPD or any police, it was the Washington State Patrol. They passed the law that said even if you touch your phone while your car is on, you can get ticketed for an EDUI, okay? An electronic driving under the influence of your phone. Nonsense. I believe, shocking I know, but I believe people who are stopped in their car at the Ballard Bridge, the bridge is up, they're stuck in traffic. They can't move. I believe that they're able to use their phone safely. That's what I believe. Call me crazy. They shouldn't be getting a ticket.
You're a smart man for that one.
You're listening to the Jason Rand Show. When we come back, President Trump is going to be delivering a speech live in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We're going to go to that live.
Breaking news on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show. We are preempting temporarily the big local brought to you by Dr. Sean Keller and Smiles by Design for live coverage as President Trump is campaigning in Pennsylvania at a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The first comments he's making to a crowd since the House Democrats unveiled their articles of impeachment. Here is live coverage of the rally.
They'll take that statement and they'll blow it up. And they'll say he said they were lucky to have him as president. What a horrible thing to say, because they're fake. Anyway, here in Pennsylvania, you had the single best year that you've ever had in the history of our country. Not bad. The Pennsylvania unemployment rate has reached an all-time record low. And I hate to tell you this, you know, when I was campaigning 3.5 years ago, I'd come here. You weren't doing so well, folks, right? You weren't doing so well. Wages were way down. Unemployment was way up. It wasn't a pretty picture. Just a few months ago, I visited the new Shell petrochemical plant in Beaver County at $6 billion, with a B, $6 billion. It is the largest investment in Pennsylvania history. We're ending decades of failed trade policies that devastated communities all across the state. For generations, American manufacturing was the bedrock of your economy, the bedrock. Remember last administration, you'd need a magic wand. It'll never come back. You'd need a magic. We found the magic wand, didn't we? Then came NAFTA, the NAFTA disaster, I call it, one of the worst trade deals in the history of any country. and the loss of 1 in 3 Pennsylvania manufacturing jobs. Your politicians always pledge to fix it. They talk about it for years and years and decades, but they never were able to do it. They came and they went to Washington and they did nothing. But unlike those politicians, I keep my promises. And I love Pennsylvania. You know, I went to school in Pennsylvania. You know that, right? I know it well. And I'm thrilled to report that we are on the verge of ending the NAFTA catastrophe once and for all. Congress will soon vote on my new trade deal, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. After years of waiting, many, many years, many, many decades, they've been looking for this. And then we got it done, and we've been waiting for a long time for Nancy Pelosi to announce USMCA. And she did it on the same day that they announced that they are going to impeach the 45th president of the United States and your favorite president, I think. And the reason they announced it on the same day, 1 hour later, they announced impeachment, a few guys standing behind her. They announced impeachment. And then an hour later, she announced that she's going to do USMCA. You know why? It's a huge deal. And it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment. And our poll numbers have gone through the roof because of her stupid impeachment. And think of it this way also. The silver lining of impeachment and this witch hunt, that's the reason they approved USMCA. So that's okay with me, because they approved it and they're very happy to have it. But honestly, it's an incredible deal for our country. It took too long. It waited in Congress for too long a time. Incredible deal, and replacing the worst, NAFTA. We've also just reached a deal with Congress to invest a record $738 billion more into our great military. When I took over, I will tell you, I became president, think of it, almost 3 years ago. By the way, was that the most exciting night ever? You know, I'm just watching these people. That was one of the greatest evenings in the history of television from a rating standpoint, from an excitement standpoint. What the hell would they do without me and you? They'd be gone. You know, about a month before I ran, I picked up a New York Times. It was like a leaflet that you hand out at a grocery store. And now it's thick. They've got all their reporters covering Trump, Trump, Trump. I can't imagine they won't endorse me, because without me winning, you know what happens? They all go down the tubes. They're gone. All of them. Washington Post, New York Times. There's very dishonest networks. They are very dishonest. Very, very dishonest.
Listening to live coverage of President Trump at a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, they're very dishonest people. And I have to say this. Look, and I always have to say this. You have some really great journalists, and you have some honest publications, but not too many of them, I have to be honest with you. The legislator, well, you know that. Does anybody think the media is honest? Does anybody think they're totally corrupt and dishonest? The legislation will also officially establish something that's so important to me, because it's where it's at. And a lot of people used to smile, and now outside of the wall, which we're building, you know, the wall is going up. It gets one of the biggest applause of anything. It's the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces, the Space Force. We're opening up the Space Force. Because you know what? That's where it's at. And everything's built right here in the United States. That's important. And by the way, we build the greatest weapons, the greatest planes, the greatest ships. We build it in the United States. There's nobody that comes close. We have the greatest military equipment anywhere in the world, rockets and missiles. No place builds it like us. We have the best in the world, and we sell it to allies. And they all want to buy from the United States. We've never had a thing like this. We are so hot. We are so hot. And just a few weeks ago, the United States Special Forces brought the world's number one terrorist to justice. Thanks to the strength and courage of our warriors, and they are great warriors, the bloodthirsty savage known as al-Baghdadi is now dead.
Coverage of President Donald Trump at a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We're expecting him to talk a little bit more about the articles of impeachment discussed this morning.
By his second in command, and his second in command is now dead. And we've got our eye on and our sights on third also. We know exactly where and when. But you know, it's becoming a very unpopular job. Not a lot of takers, and that's what we want. Go back to living a good, normal life. Because America is winning again. America is winning again like never before. And as I always say, and I've already said it twice tonight, this country is so respected. And we were not respected 4 years ago. We were laughed at. We're delivering historic victories for the American people. The radical left Democrats and the failed Washington establishment are trying to erase your votes, nullify the election, and overthrow our democracy. Not going to happen. Don't worry about it. I wouldn't lose too much sleep over it. And I have to say this about the Republicans. The Republicans, and you have a lot of great ones here tonight, your congressmen. You have a lot of great ones. These congressmen are great. The Republicans have never been so united as they are right now, ever. The House, the Senate, we've never been this united because it's all a hoax, and they understand it. They also understand poll numbers, but I'm sure that had nothing to do with it. But the impeachment hoax is about overturning your great 2016 vote, or in the alternative, trying to win the 2020 election. That's not going to happen. Yesterday, the Justice Department's Inspector General released a report detailing the outrageous, scandalous, and unprecedented abuses of power. Get her out.
There's some kind of disturbance at the Hershey, Pennsylvania arena in which a protester is disrupting the event. You just heard President Trump say, get her out. You can clearly hear some boos. Can't quite see what the disruption actually is, but the president for a moment stepped away from the podium. She's holding a sign, but it was too small for us to see. Again, this is live coverage of the President Trump rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Get her out.
Security escorted her out.
See, these guys want to be so politically correct. Yeah, get her out. See that? I'll tell you, law enforcement is so great. That particular guy wanted to be so politically correct. Oh. We don't want to be politically correct. I don't know who he was. He didn't do the greatest job. So they tried to frame innocent people in the ludicrous. It all started with the Russia witch hunt, right? Then the Inspector General's shocking report proved that the Obama FBI obtained secret warrants to spy on my campaign based on a phony foreign dossier of debunked smears paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. The FBI failed to disclose the nature of the political hit job to the FISA court. They hid it, they deceived it, and they lied. The dossier was written by a discredited foreign agent who, quote, desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being the United States president. What's this? They spied on our campaign, okay? They spied. Never happened before in the history of our country. And we're really wise to it. We're wise to it. The Inspector General found that the FBI's spying application contained 17 errors and omissions, commonly known as lies and deceit. When the FBI, and you have great people in the FBI, but not in leadership. You have not good people in leadership. You haven't had. When the FBI uncovered evidence showing that we did absolutely nothing wrong, which was right at the beginning, they hid that exonerating. You know that. They hid it. They hid it so nobody could see it, so they could keep this hoax going on for 2 years. They knew right at the beginning that it was all a frame-up, a setup. But they hid it so that nobody could see it, so they could keep it going on, thinking they were going to hurt us politically. But now we're stronger politically than we were ever before. And the FBI also sent multiple undercover human spies to surveil and record people associated with our campaign. Look how they've hurt people. They've destroyed the lives of people that were great people. That are still great people. Their lives have been destroyed by scum, okay? By scum. An FBI lawyer forged an email used as evidence, an act which is now the subject of a criminal referral, okay? What they did is so unbelievable. Oh, I look forward. I don't know. I keep away. I look forward to Bull Durham's report. That's the one I look forward to. And this report was great by the IG, especially since he was appointed by President Barack Hussein Obama. Considering that fact, it was great. Because we learned a lot of things that nobody would have found out very easily, although I suspect we would have. We also know from a previous Inspector General investigation that many of these same high-ranking officials were consumed with anti-Trump and anti-Trump people hatred and bias texting about an insurance policy. Let's have an insurance policy. Remember? Peter Strzok. And his lover, Lisa Page. Remember? Lisa, I love you so much. Lisa, please. Lisa, I've never loved anyone like you. We won't allow this to happen to our country. Lisa, please. Tell me you love me, Lisa. I love you. Peter, I love you. I love you like I've never loved anyone. And if for any reason... If for any reason she loses, even though she's a stone-cold, corrupt person, if for any reason she loses, Peter, We've got to have an insurance policy. We have to do it because we're going to go. And that's what's been happening for the last 2.5 years. OK, it was their phony insurance policy. So FBI lawyer Lisa Page, so in love that she didn't know what the hell was happening, texted the head of counterintelligence, Peter Strzok, likewise, so in love he couldn't see straight. This poor guy. Did I hear he needed a restraining order after this whole thing to keep him away from Lisa? That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. The fake news will never report it. But it could be true. No, that's what I heard. I don't know. I mean, who could believe a thing like that? No, I heard that Peter Strzok needed a restraining order to keep him away from his once lover. Ah, Lisa, I hope you miss him. Lisa, he'll never be the same. But he said he's not ever going to become president. And Strzok looked back. No, no, he won't. We'll stop it. We'll stop it. Can you believe we found these texts? Can you believe? This is FBI agents at a high level. No, no, we'll stop.
Listening to live coverage of President Trump at Giant Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It's his first rally since the articles of impeachment were unveiled by Democrats. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we're going to return to live coverage.
This is live, continuing coverage of breaking news on AM 770 KTTH.
Jason Rantz Show. President Trump is speaking live right now in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Giant Center, in front of a very large crowd of 10,000 plus. He's getting into the impeachment hearings and the whistleblowers. Here we are with our continuing live coverage.
Everything they claimed with today's announcement, they're now admitting there was no collusion, there was no obstruction of justice, and there were no crimes whatsoever. There are no crimes. It says it. There are no crimes. They're impeaching me, and there are no crimes. This has to be a first in history. They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election, and that's the only way they can do it. So the Democrats have nothing, and they've turned the somber process of impeachment. And it was. You know, to me, impeachment is a very ugly word. It's a word I associate with some very bad times in our country. The good news is we're having the best times in history in our country. Okay. But the word impeachment to me is a very, very ugly word. It's a dark, ugly word. But I have to tell you, as bad as it is, it meant something. When you had serious high crimes and misdemeanors, when you had serious crimes, it's impeachment. That would happen every 50 years, every 40 years, every 100 years. This was a big deal. They're making it so, like, let's do it every 6 months. They've cheapened the process. They've cheapened the process. These people are so bad, the radical left Democrats. And I actually think that Pelosi, who, by the way, she has totally lost control. She is totally, it's being run now by this crazy AOC plus three. AOC plus three. Now it's being run by other people. The far left has just grabbed that party. It is so sad to see. And she knew what would happen. I didn't, because I didn't figure the polls would go through the roof. They went out today in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in a place called Pennsylvania. No, no. The polls are through the roof. They're called swing states, very important states. We won Pennsylvania the last time, and we're going to win it again, but even bigger. Our polls have gone over the last month. They've gone through the roof. You look at it. Take a look at it. It came out today. The Firehouse poll. The Firehouse poll. It's an important poll. It was always good. I never looked at it. Today, I like it a lot. We're up through. Nobody can even believe it. So what Pelosi did, as I said, they do the impeachment. Then right away, let's do USMCA right on top of it. You'd think she'd wait like a day. She wanted to smother the impeachment crap. And that's probably what she did, at least to an extent. But any Democrat that votes for this sham will be voting to sacrifice their House majority, their dignity, and their career. Okay? And some of these partisan lunatics have already said that if they fail this time, think of this. How about low IQ Maxine Waters? How about Green? How about Green? We've Green. How about Green, where he said, we have to impeach him, because if we don't impeach him, we're not going to win the election. This is what we're dealing with. You know, we're dealing with some very bad people. We're dealing with people that don't respect you. And by the way, you know, they talk about the elite. You're the elite. They're not the elite. You're the elite. You're the elite. You got better education. You got better. You got better everything. You're the elite. It always bothers me. They said the elite. This is the elite. Look at these people. How beautiful. This is the elite. You know who are the elite? You look at those jobs reports where the best in history unemployment for African Americans, best in history unemployment Hispanic Americans, best in history unemployment Asian Americans. You're the elite. You're the elite. But they said they'll do it again because this has been a total bust. They'll do it again. And by the way, the Senate's been so professional, so good, so strong, so solid, just like these gentlemen in the House. So solid. So we have to vote these crazy people the hell out of office. And in 2020, I'm going to work like hell that we take over the House. We have to take over the House.
And then live coverage of the president in Hershey, Pennsylvania at Giant Center. We're going to take a quick top of the hour break. We will return to portions of the rally when we come back. Plus, we're going to talk impeachment. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text and weigh in as to whether or not we should continue the conversation or should we continue with the rally. 1-800-465-8770.